does this song, Tzidei Tzedakim, that where do you put it? It has to be on the palm or on the side, but not on the side of the sides. Rashi says, La'achshit Tzedakim Shaboyim Tzedashim L'kamon. Oh, B'Samach Yerasir V'yolov Mater Menashe, the Chadobah, and Ben Regal, this song, Tzidei Tzedakim, means Bosar Atachtoin, Shezikreged Akaf. On the bottom part of your palm, that's possible. Tzidei Tzedakim, that's possible. Only Tzidei is kosher, not Tzidei Tzedakim.
So like Rashi says, Lahachshit Tzedakim means Shoboyim of the Sum, the Dasim Lakamon, Al means the Sum next to it, Kedusir, the Olaf Mata Menashe. And the Chad Al is the Hen, Bain Diyad Benreg lives so Tzidei Tzedakim. Means Bosra Tachta, on the bottom part of it, the bottom part of your Sum, that's possible to put the Shemin. Now with Dashim Posik says, Al Dam Oshim. Al Mokom Dam Oshim. Now two Psukim, one Posik says, Al Dam Oshim. You should put the Shemen on top of the Dam Oshim. Another Posik says, put it Al Mokom Dam Oshim. So, Lama Yosu, what do we need this Psukim for? Lama Yosu, honey. So, it's not Srich, yes, we need both these two. He calls Rachmona Al Dam Oshim. The Posik would have just said that he's supposed to put the Shemen on the Mitzvah, on top of where they put the Dam Oshim. Have, I mean, I would have thought this like this. Isa in, only if the dam is still on his thumbs, then on top of the dam, like that's where you're supposed to put the shemen. But niskaneach, let's say it dried up already. Let's say true. First you put the dam of the yoshem on his bayin yad. And then the dam dried up already. And now you want to put the shemen. I would have thought to say, lo, it's no good. Would have just said, our dam osher means the shemen has to go mamash on top of the dam. Therefore, Kosta Rachman of Torah writes, al mokap, no on the place. Means as long as the dam was put there, even though it dried up already, it's all right now to put the shemen on the same place where you already put the dam. Now the kosavach mon al mokom, we just heard the word al mokom, have a minavra, so to say, dafkon is kanoch, only if it was dried up already. Then you could put the shemen on the same place where you already put the dam before and it dried up already. Abel iso, but if the dam is still here, I would have thought to say, no, it's called the chatzitza, that the shemen cannot go on top of the dam itself. Maybe the shemen also has to go on the yad, on his hand alone, just on the same place we already put the dam before, but maybe the dam has to be dried up already. Because otherwise, if the dam is still wet, maybe it's called the chatzitza. Kamash malon, that's the other pasuk. Al dam oshem, to know that it's okay. You're allowed to put the dam, you're allowed to put the shemen, on the material, on top of the dam itself. That's why we need these two psukim. Of our Dam Oshom and our Mokon Dam Oshom. Alright, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, Meyachad Ichsiv, our Dam Oshom, the Yamokom Dam Oshom. Now that the Psukim say clearly, where's the Mokom? Where do you put the Shemen? That the Shemen goes Mamish on the same place we put the Dam of the Yoshom on the Mitzvah. If oksiv yimonis bidam, and it says the word yimonis on the by the blood, al boyin yad hayimonis, for al boyin ragli hayimonis. So it says clearly that where we put the dam osher on the mitzvah, on his right thumb of the fingers and on the right thumb of the feet. If so oksiv bishem the mitzvah osher bioni, if so lamali, how can the pasuk have to say also second time when you put the shemen on the mitzvah in both pashas, whether the mitzvah is an osher or an oni? It brings two different types of karbonis, so when you bring the shemen, it says also should be on the right. The chura, if we have already the psukim, that the shemen goes on the mokum where the dam is put, and by the dam it says clearly goes on the right hand, on the right thumb, so we know already the shemen also should go on the right. So why is the pasuk have to say genochem by the shemen to put it on yamin? Like Rashi says, it's good, why it says our boy here two times. That's one's lahach, shit stodim and lisol stodim. But the word yimonis, it says both by an osher oni and an osher osher, what do you have to have it for? Smert says like this. Rava says like this. Elo amarava. Yad yad la kemitza. That we need the extra word here, yad, for xerishava to kemitza. So Rashi says like this. Elo amarava really leisol amayad yadkin and kemitza the smell post in midrosha the yabasmurus. Now we're being chayzif what we said before. Before we came out, how do we know that kemitza is possible with the left hand? Because it says four times the word smell over there, dafka here, by a kind God would use the smell, and no place else. Now we're being chayzif from that. Tim kain, if so, yimonis, to ben shem and the yosher, ben shem and the analomli. because we're learning out from over there, so why the Pesach have the Chazar over here, Nochamo, say by Shemin of the Mitzvah, to put it on his right? El rather, Yemonis the Shemin, the Yorsha, Lehudrosh also. Rather, the reason, how do we know that by Kmitz it has to be done with the right hand? Learn it out from the extra word Yemonis that it says, by the Shemin of the Mitzvah of an Oshir. That's what Rav is saying now. El Omar Rava, Yad Yad the Kmitz, it says an extra time. Rashi says, Ksiv the Mitzvah Oshir, Yodhi Hayemonis. It says the Shemin we put on his right hand. Lo Yitzchak, we don't need it. Ksiv the Kmitzah Yad. It says also by Kmitz to use your right hand. P'yamalai Kapoi. So my Rashi says, my Yad Mitzvah Yemonis. After Kmitz Yemonis, just like the Yad has to be on your right, well then the Kmitz also has to be on the right. That's how we know this. Now, regal, how come it says also, Rashi says, by the Shemin the Mitzvah Oshir? It says also on the right. So it's a Jerusha for Chalitza. Rashi was there Rashi for the regular the Tzchil Nami Bechalitza the Chotza Nolam Yar Ragloi. So now regal the Mitzvah Yemonis of Chalitza Yemonis. So within Chalitza has to be done with the right foot. Oizen L'Ritzia. Was there Rashi, Rashi says, the Shemin Oshir. It says by the Shemin Oshir also of an Oshir, put it on the right. La Yitzvah is also Medrash Oizen Nesn to Ritzia. The Siv Rots Haben was also Madim Mitzvah Yemonis after Ritzia Yemonis. That's what the Gzera Shav is for. Now, Oizen Nesn to Ritzia. Smolis Lamai. Now, Smolis Lamai also. When it says in the Pesach here by Smol, in other words, the Kohen is supposed to take the Shemin and put it on his left hand, left palm, and then he sticks his right hand to it. But it says he has to put it on his left palm. So how come the word says smolus? So Rashi says the first term that it says it, avadim nidid legufay. The teacher says they're not the right. The question, why does it say a second time for? By mitzvah oshir, it says the second time for what purpose? Samar av shisha bread ravidi, lifsul yamin tekoyin. The mitzvah, as by mitzvah, that a koyin is not allowed to pour it in his right palm. He bedafka has to pour it in his left. So it says a second time, it says likuva. One time is lemitzvah. And the second time is that if he does it in his right hand, it's possible. Because otherwise, Shaloi Taimah do not say, Uma b'mokim shaloi nisrapsa smil. Nisrapsa yamin, other places, the lachas we just had before, that if Dafka have to do it on the right palm, on the right thumb, the right thumb. So, madach was not nisrab of the left, you could use the right. So I would have thought to say, maybe b'mokim shaloi nisrapsa smil, hereby putting the shemen on the calf of the kohen, that you're supposed to put on his left hand. Ain't a din, isn't it a smart decision as Rab Siyamin? That he's also allowed to put it on his right if he wanted to. That's why it says the second time smil, he just know, but Afka smil and not Yamin. Vidach smil, why does it say a second time for a second time? In other words, it says by smil of an oni. There's also by an oni a second time. The crane has to put it on his left palm. So Vidach smilis, Viyad Viregu Yamanis the oni Lamayosa. What have all these things come from? Why is that the chesed over a second time again? That a second time use the left palm, and also how come it says the yad and regu yamonis? We should learn it out from an oshir. Tomorrow it says like the tana of Rabbi Yishmael that kol parasha shenemro finishness. Anything you learned already one time and have to say it over a second time, lo nishnis shel beshul davish neschadish bo. It's enough to repeat over the whole parasha a second time, as long as he's learning out one chiddush. There has to be one chiddush over here. So Rashi says, "Nischad shabo, or parashas oni nischadish korban erlo v'yerid." It's a chiddush here that he brings a korban erlo v'yerid. So since it says this chiddush in the parasha of mitzvah oni, it has right to repeat all the chiddushim, the yad and regal and smirlus. Omar Rabba bar Bachon Omar Shem Melokish. Whenever the pasuk says the word etzpa in the kohen, that means you have to always put on in the right hand. So Gemara thought to say, etzpa kuna binan, that you have to have both. The parasha has to say these two things, etzpa and kuna. Kedach silver, the pasuk says over here, for lokach hakohen midamachat is betzbo. The kohen has to take with his finger. So says the word kohen, and says the word etzpa. The gomim and mitzvah, learn out from the mitzvah. The chsiv, the tov, the kohenes, the bo hayimonis. Says he has to use his right finger. So he also, whoever says the word kohen and etzpa, it means yimin. So Mer says, but harei kemitza, by the parasha of kemitza v'mincha, the lechsiv bo elo kuna, it only says the word kuna. Utsanana, now Mishnah says, Komas Bismel Posel. So who you see, you don't have to have both Kuna and Etzpas, not just say the word Kain. So my Rabbi Taka says, yes. Oy Etzpoy Kuna. What he meant to say is either one of the two is a proof. The Torah writes the word Kain, or the Torah writes the word Etzpa, either one of them, Taka means Yamin. Oh, Malaya Abayas, Abayas says back, Hare Halechas Evorim Lekeves. When you're carrying the Evorim, the pieces of meat of the Korban to the Keves, the Sib would says by them the word Kuna. The Sib says in the Pasha, Vehikru Bakoinesa Kolam Mizbecha. The Kohen has to bring everything onto the Mizbech. And the Yom Amar, we learned, what does this go on? Zu Halechas Evorim Lekeves. Like, you have to burn the Emurim, burn the pieces of meat that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbech. That's carrying up the pieces of meat, the fats from a korban, all the meat, up to the plank. So that's this avoid of halachas evarim, and it says the word kuna. Well, tanan we learned haregel shel yamin b'smoil, like the right foot they carry on the left side. So Rashi brings down the mesech the tome b'lachas evarim haregel shel yamin haymelach b'smoil. When they brought the evarim of the korban atome, that's where they used to carry to the mizbeach. Obeis erev on lachutz, the beis erev was sticking outside. So who is even though it says the word kun here? If they use the left, hand to carry it. You don't have to use yamin. So my answer is ki yamin oyetz by kuna v'dava hamakav kapora. When do I say that either etz or the word kuna means dalkud yamin? That's on an avoida. That's makiv. That if you don't do the avoid, you do not have the kapora. But over here, burning the evorim, the halacha sevorim to the mizbech is not makiv. Even if you don't burn the evorim at all, still you have the kapora. So since this thing is not makiv, the kapara, therefore you don't have to have yamin. For the Gemara v'rei Kabbalah, by Kabbalah Saddam, dovra makiv kaparu, it's something that's makiv the kapara. Without a Kabbalah Saddam, there's no zrika. V'chsiv be'kuna, and the pasuk says kuna. T'chsiv hikra b'nei Aaron HaKohen im Saddam, and with Hashem zu Kabbalah Saddam. U'tanan, and we learned, kibul b'smol, let's say the Kohen made the Kabbalah Saddam is left in, is possible. But Rabbi Shimon Mach, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. So it's kosher in Rabbi Shimon. It says the word kuna. And it's in an avoid, it's makim to kapara. So how can it be likuva? So how can it be besmel kosher? So Mor says the Rabbi Shimon, come, they're talking about according to Rabbi Shimon, Shita and Echnami. Rabbi Shimon, Tati Boy. According to Rabbi Shimon, when does it have to be bedafk with Yamin? If it says two things, kun and etzpa. It only says either one of them is lavdafk, it has to be Yamin likuva. Fred Gemara, is that true? Me boy Reb Shimon Tata, Reb Shimon has to have both. Etzpem the word kuna. But Tani learned like this. Rabbi Shimon, Reb Shimon says that komokum shenemri yavnem says the word yad ain't a well yamin. It only means the word yamin. And etzpa, whenever the post says the word etzpa ain't a well yamin. So Reb Shimon says clearly either one of them means yamin. So luchura hakam over here by Kabbalah Saddam that says the word kuna. How come he doesn't know Zlikuva to have the right hand? How come he says if you make a Kabbalah besmirl, still it's kosher? So the answer is like this, true. That etzpa leboy kuna. If the Pasuk says the word etzpa, then even without the word kuna kain, it also means Likuva the right. But kuna boy etzpa. But even though it says the word kuna, that in itself does not mean yamin. It has to be etzpa also. So Mer says, if so, if we hold etzpa alone is enough, so ela kain lomali. Why is the Pasuk have to say the word Kain? If it says the word Yetzpa, and that means Likuva Yamin, so what do you have to have the word Kain for? So where it says Bikuna, means to say the Kain means he has to be wearing his big Bikuna.